This podcast was recorded and provided by the National Association of Regional Councils. For more information about NARC, please visit narc.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Jenny Kresge with the National Association of Regional Councils, a part of the U.S. Department of Energy's SunShot Initiative Solar Outreach Partnership Team. We are working together with our partners at the International City and County Managers Association, the American Planning Association, as well as another ICLE, Local Governments for Sustainability-led team, to support local governments in increasing solar deployment in their communities across the country. Today I'm joined by Laura Mundell, a development specialist with the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, the regional planning organization serving the greater Pittsburgh region. Laura has been with SPC since 2010 and has a wealth of experience in regional planning, economic development, and the Pittsburgh region, as well as the greater Appalachian region. She's here today to share her experience in SPC's work supporting solar energy as part of a broader energy industry cluster in the Pittsburgh region. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Jenny.
Great. And so I'll just jump into our first question. Would it be okay if you could give us a quick description of your role in the Pittsburgh region as the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission?
Yeah, the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, or SPC, is the regional planning agency serving Pittsburgh and the surrounding 10-county area, encompassing over 7,000 square miles and serving 2.5 million residents. As the official Metropolitan Planning Organization, MPO, for transportation planning, SPC directs the use of all state and federal transportation and economic development funds allocated to the region, approximately $33 billion through 2030. The Commission has the authority and the responsibility to make decisions affecting the 10-county region. SPC is the region's forum for collaboration, planning, and public decision-making. We help counties, cities, municipalities, and townships use federal transportation funds in a timely way. We're also the region's designated local development district for the U.S. Appalachian Regional Commission and the Economic Development District for the U.S. Department of Commerce. In this role, SPC establishes regional economic development priorities and provides a wide range of services to the region. We offer business services like export development, procurement, and financing for businesses. And that's the thrust of our discussion today, we provide community assistance to 535 municipalities in the region. Given the large number, it's challenging to help them stay abreast of changing technologies that impact the business end of government and the evolving technologies that impact local regulations like zoning or code enforcement.
Great. Thanks, Laura. So I've heard from our other conversations that SPC has a long history of working on issues around energy. Can you explain how you first got started in this area?
Well, when you hear Pittsburgh, one of the first things that comes to mind is steel. And the metals industry, which is still important here, uses a lot of energy to manufacture products. Because of the heavy demand, energy has historically been an important sector in our region. The regional energy industry includes over 800 companies. We have diversified, integrated, and a dynamic energy sector. We have two federal energy labs that support pure research in energy and four major universities that drive innovation in energy. The region's energy cluster contributes close to $14 billion to the regional gross domestic product and supports over 100,000 jobs. An additional $1 billion in corporate and government innovation spending flows to the region every year. So on the basis of that, SPC developed its energy program to support the growth of green jobs, to help municipalities manage energy costs, and to promote the diversity of our energy cluster.
$14 billion is definitely a lot, so it makes a lot of sense that
That's
you're
a lot of dollars.
Yeah. So how did you move from identifying the energy as a cluster to eventually participating as a partner in the Penn Future SunShot Rooftop Solar Challenge Project?
Well, we were pushed along and really incented in 2008 after we had had the program growing. The state passed a bill called Act 129, and that required utilities to reduce both energy consumption and energy demand. The goals of the Act were to promote the adoption of energy efficiency and conservation measures, expand the use of alternative energy, and that's important, promote economic growth. Using a grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission, SPC, in partnership with 7 development districts across Pennsylvania, developed a program targeting municipalities and the nonprofit sector to help them implement energy efficiency, providing on-site energy audits, educational workshops, and helping with RFQ processes. Then as part of that educational effort, we co-hosted a workshop for local officials on emerging technologies in renewable energy. The interest and apparent need for technical assistance in zoning and permitting grew out of that program. We were interested in solar to help expand the market for alternative energy and to promote economic growth. Porter's cluster theory holds that a local market is an important component for supporting emerging companies and innovation. We have numerous companies in the region that are in the solar supply chain for manufacturing and insulation, yet the overall solar wattage installed in the region is relatively low. We manufacture components here. Why are the installations so low? Well, we got an answer. The U.S. Department of Energy had completed a study that found that 30% of the cost of solar was caused by local barriers to installation, caused by numerous and confusing local ordinances. And if you recall, we have 535 localities, all with their own ordinances, permitting requirements, and zoning, which is a lot for solar installers to deal with. Recognizing that, the partnership that was created to support the technologies workshop for local officials was ready to move to help promote solar in the region, which led to the SunShot proposal. Let me highlight these SunShot activities. They are to create best practices for expedited permitting and interconnection processes for residential, and that's less than 10,000 kilowatt, and small commercial solar, that's less than 300,000 kilowatt installations. They're to create countywide permitting and inspection process that can be used by all the municipalities. And we are exploring the feasibility of a region-wide system housed here at SBC as well. Another activity was to create a model zoning ordinance and conduct training and education campaign to deploy the permitting and inspection system and a campaign to advocate for the adoption of the model ordinance. DOE targeted the grant to non-rural areas. And we have found that our rural area has adapted really well to the process of using solar. So it seemed like a really good focus to look at the non-rural areas. Our team members are Penn Future, which is a nonprofit environmental organization. It's a lead organization. The City of Pittsburgh is a member. Connect, a local nonprofit serving 35 municipalities. Allegheny County, which is the core county in the location of Pittsburgh, SPC is a member, and SUNWPA, a collection of solar companies and installers in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Great. Thanks, Laura. That sounds like it was just perfect timing for the SunShot Challenge.
It worked out really well. We were prepared. We'd seen the problem. We'd talked to code enforcement officers and realized that the wave of solar was growing. We had a good market for it. We just needed a push. Perfect. We know that we have approximately 300 installations in the county, in the region, and they are located pretty much throughout the region. So there's not a cluster. There are people that are interested and willing and want solar across the entire area.
So what roles are you playing on the Penn Future team, especially what roles could you potentially see other regional planning organizations across the country playing in order to support solar energy deployment in their region?
Well, SPC is acting as a convener. That's really a great role for other regional organizations as well. It's helped our communities connect with the project because they may not have known the other organizations. Our participation also underlines the importance and growth of the solar industry in western Pennsylvania. Lots of people think that western Pennsylvania is not appropriate for solar, and yet we have a great solar resource. In addition to convening stakeholders and determining the viability of a region-wide solar permitting system, SPC staff are providing technical assistance on 2 technical committees. One is in finance, and the other staff member participates on the Building Code Committee. For other regional organizations, the SunShot Project highlights how organizations can adopt new roles to promote jobs and industries. SPC may provide that streamlined application for solar permits, but it's really clear from that national study that local ordinances and procedures do affect the growth of emerging technologies and technology companies. And regional organizations may want to examine their own local emerging industries or clusters to see if there are hidden barriers there that are hindering the growth of technologies in the region. This could apply to electric vehicles, adoption of natural gas vehicles, fueling stations, biofuel, a whole realm of emerging technologies.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Regions can look and see, you know, what their own skills are. We don't have a housing unit, but green housing is an important issue, and they may be able to work on that.
Well, I know you're still in the middle of the rooftop challenge, but do you have any challenges that you've overcome or lessons that you've learned so far on your work related to solar energy?
Yeah, we really have. We are in the middle. I think the key thing we've learned is that using a diverse team has helped convene stakeholders and reach local governments. Lots of places felt they had a perfectly adequate ordinance, and yet the installers were telling us, no, there are real problems.
Okay.
Some places had no ordinance and found out they had no right to limit the placement of solar arrays. So that's an important consideration. We had hoped that the model ordinance and the streamlined permitting process would address the barriers problem, but then found out that interpretations to various parts of the Pennsylvania building codes was also a concern. So we're working through that now. If organizations are working on promoting solar, I think it would behoove them to examine the entire process from zoning to financing options to installation so that it's clear where the barriers lie. It's important to hear from all stakeholders, from solar companies to code enforcement officers, even to finance people.
Great. So a real soup to nuts kind of approach.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what are some of the next steps that SPC will be taking to continue their support for solar energy in the Pittsburgh region?
Well, we are halfway through the grant program. We have 24 communities that need to adopt the model ordinance, and we started meeting now with them to talk, to discuss it with their boards. We have the streamlined permitting process that is going through its final stages of review. That one turned out to need more levels of review than we had originally planned. There are others in the region that are interested in joining the effort. We have lots to do to bring the other communities on board.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that all the team members have been encouraged by how well the partnership model worked. We're looking at some other widespread challenges that may respond to a team approach. For example, managing the energy costs of street lighting.
Okay. Well, good. Is there anything else that you'd like to share to someone interested in doing similar projects?
Reach out, form a strong partnership across your region, and be sure and bring in the private sector.
Good recommendations. And I think applicable to solar and all kinds of energy-related projects.
Yeah, truly, it's an emerging cluster. The technologies are changing. Find out what's going on and how it's going to change the way you live.
Well, any other final words, Laura?
No, we'd love to hear from other areas if they have some recommendations and experience.
Well, I just wanted to thank you so much again for joining us today, Laura. And for our listeners, I wanted to remind you that you can find out more about the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission's work at spcregion.org. And you can also find out more about the SunShot Solar Outreach Partnership's work at NARC's website at narc.org/solarops, SOLAROPS. And at that website, you can also download NARC's recent publication titled Profiles in Regional Solar Planning, a Handbook and Resource Guide. It provides more information on regionally focused case studies and a toolkit to help get your community started in some of the activities that Laura and I discussed today. So thanks, everyone, and I hope you'll join us again for future podcasts.
Thank you for listening. For more information about NARC, please visit narc.org.